Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. On this World Refugee Day, a new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency says global forced displacement last year reached record-breaking levels. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Last year, 65.3 million people were forcibly displaced, an increase of nearly 5 million over the previous year. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says more people now are being displaced by war and persecution.
24 people displaced every minute. 90% are displaced in poor or middle-income countries.
The report finds three countries, Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia, produce half of the world's 21 million refugees. 50% of all refugees are children, many of whom become separated from their families while fleeing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And to one of the countries in that report, separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack in Kabul killed 14 and wounded another 8. Those killed were Nepalese security guards who are part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from the region.
Deaths were of the Nepalese security guards who were traveling on the bus, and there are also five of them wounded. So it was quite a devastating attack in terms of the casualties that people or nationals from Nepal had suffered in Afghanistan.
The attack when a suicide bomber approached a minibus and set off explosives. Hours later, another attack, a roadside bomb planted by insurgents, wounding a provincial council member and two of his bodyguards critically. This is VOA News. An estimated